Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, welcome, 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 D Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday, D Slade in the building, my people, CK, Miss Fabulous, your lovely host for Celebrity Thursday tonight. We're in the building tonight, yes, indeed, on this lovely February 7, 2013, is Black History Month. Normally, we didn't start off with the normal D Hour Show intro because we just had to start it off with the African American national anthem "Lift Every Voice and Sing" by Melbourne Moore and Friends, and we definitely had to get that in for you guys as always. And we'll be playing that all the time throughout Black History Month. So you're going to be hearing that because we definitely got to give thanks, and we definitely have to appreciate and give respect, and definitely just, you know, play the African American national anthem. We definitely got to start off with that. But in the building tonight, oh, it's going to be a great one for you guys tonight, Celebrity Thursday. Tonight we're going to be talking to lead singer, one of the singers of the hit old school R&B group, the Stylistics. Aaron Love is going to be in the building with us tonight. We're going to be talking with him about the Stylistics and their music and just their legacy and, you know, just everything, you know, about what they've done and just, you know, and his opinion about some of the new music that's out right now. We're definitely going to be talking with him, and it's going to be a great show. Definitely can't wait to talk to him. And we definitely got some Stylistic hits. We got the Stylistic hits that we're going to be playing tonight, as well as some Black History Month inspirational picks as well. Now, some of the songs are self-explanatory as far as the Black History Month songs. But there are also a couple that we will be playing, and I may give you a brief explanation of why we're playing it, what's the significance behind it. But definitely thank you guys so much for tuning in, hanging out with us tonight. Got my peoples in the building. Miss Fabulous, how are you?
I'm doing well, darling. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you. Excited to be here as another part of Celebrity Thursdays on the D Hour Show Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in on this evening, and we certainly look forward to bringing it. This is what we do each and every Thursday. So thank you.
Yes, indeed, people. CK, my brother CK, the builder CK, was good.
Not much. How you doing, Miss Blaine? How are you, Miss Fabulous?
Doing well.
That's great. It's so good to be back home with the family of the D Hour Show on Celebrity Thursday. Man, we got a lot to look forward to tonight. And
Yes, indeed. Oh yeah, we're gonna get it in tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, as always, we got the hits we'll be playing tonight. You know, Stylistic hits, some of your favorites, as well as some Black History Month inspired hits. And also, we got some of our wonderful segments tonight. We have CK's Music Curiosity. We'll be getting some of that tonight, as well as Miss Fabulous, Fab Fabulous News. Oh, my goodness. And D Slate may go in tonight on a specific topic that's, you know, Black History Month inspired. I definitely may go in tonight on a particular topic, you know, surrounding Black History Month, but, you know, we'll wait for that. I know you guys definitely can't wait to hear that. And music hits. Oh yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Now, we're going to get into a couple of hits, and definitely when we come back, hopefully we'll be definitely getting it in with brother Aaron Love from the hit group The Stylistics, talking with him. And we got more great show for you guys a little bit later. You know, CK's Music Curiosity, the Fab Fabulous News, D Slate may be going in tonight. Oh, it's going to be a good one. Now, I hope you guys are enjoying the rest of your week, because you're definitely going to enjoy tonight. The weekend is coming up. I know a lot of you are ecstatic that the weekend is coming up. You know, you get to enjoy your weekend. Those of you that are off on Saturdays and Sundays, of course, you know, those of you that have to work, like D Slate, you can kiss my ass. I'm sorry, man, I got to work. I don't appreciate you bringing up the fact that I got to work this weekend. Well, I'm sorry. I brought up you got to work this weekend. I ain't got to work, so whatever. Enjoy it. Get your work on. Get your money in. Go home. Get some sleep. Eat. Whatever you do. You know, dress up. Whatever you do when you're at home. I don't know what you do. So all you got to do is just sit back and relax. Enjoy some of this music and feel good about tonight. And feel good, brothers and sisters. Throw the fist up. It's Black History Month. We still working on trying to get some more days. Oh, yeah, 33 days. Damn, I'm 28. I'm talking about 33. And we working on it. I'm still trying to get to to our beloved POTUS, the President Obama, and I'm gonna see if I can get in with him and see if we can work on trying to get 33 days. They're talking about leap year and all. I mean, I ain't trying to hear all that. Give me 33 days. Damn, a 28.
We can petition that. We can petition that right now.
You hear me, people? CK just said it. We're going to petition it. Are you cool with 28? Oh, no. Damn a 28. That's going to be the name of the proposition. It's going to be called Damn 28, We Want 33. Okay?
That's right.
Damn 28, We Want 33. Right here on The Hour Show Celebrity Thursday. Oh, I got some stylistic. Oh, you know, betcha by golly. Wow. Oh, yeah. Celebrity Thursday. It goes down.
will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't
for the people, from Inglewood to a single hood in Botswana.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. The Hour Show Celebrity Thursday, playing all the hits tonight. You already know we're getting it in. D Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous. Your people on the hour right now, getting it in with you guys, playing the hits. That was Common with the People. And the purpose behind playing that was, you know, that was that particular song, you know, Common pretty much talked about some of the hard times and the different things that a lot of African Americans are going through on the streets of Chicago and some of the neighborhoods in Chicago. So, you know, and his version of some of the bad things that are going on and some of the great things that goes on as well. So, you know, that was the purpose behind playing that song, you know, for our theme of Black History tonight, as well as before that with Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. And if you know Sam Cooke's music and if you know this particular song, I mean, this song is pretty much self-explanatory if you really listen to it. And a lot of the things that he's talked about. And of course, before that, you know, we played, you know, the stylistic hit, Betcha By Golly Wow. And speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time to introduce our special guest for tonight. The Stylistics was formed in Philadelphia in 1966 from two groups, the Percussions and the Monarchs. The members from each group were drafted or went on to further their education. The remaining members, under the guidance of their English teacher, Beverly Hamilton, joined forces and changed the name to the Stylistics. After working locally for a number of years, the group was approached by Bill Perry, who asked if they would be interested in recording. Their first song, You're a Big Girl Now, was recorded at Virtual Recording Studio, a local studio in Philadelphia. And with that, they went on to make such incredible hits as You Are Everything, Betcha By Golly Wow, Stop Looking, Listen to Your Heart, and so many other incredible songs. And they definitely go down in history, in music history, as well as R&B music history, as one of the great groups of all time. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome. It is our honor to talk to Mr. Aaron Love of the Stylistics.
Good evening.
Hi, Aaron. Woo! How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're good, Aaron. First and foremost, man, I just want to say it's truly an honor to have you on the show with us tonight. You guys have some timeless music, some incredible music, and it's definitely our pleasure, and it's such a blessing to have
you
with us tonight.
Man.
So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Yeah,
absolutely. Now it talked about you know as I mentioned, you talked about how you guys got started and some of the different music that you made. I mean, during that particular time when you guys were creating those hits, you know, talk about some of the things that you guys are doing and some of the you know, the touring and, you know, just the love that you guys received when you guys were creating such a lot of this great music.
Right. Wow. Okay. You pretty much started it off. You Are Big Girl Now was the first song. We were just working locally in Philadelphia around the club scene. And we were approached by Bill Perry to go into the studio and record. I mean, to record is, I think, any and every group's wish. But, you know, we were enjoying what we were doing, not making a lot of money, but we were only like 18-year-olds at that time ourselves, you know. So we went into the studio and recorded You're a Big Girl Now, and that was written by our then guitar player, Robert Douglas, and our road manager, Marty Bryant. And Bill released the record kind of locally, Philadelphia, Delaware area, and New Jersey. And it just started clicking. He took the record and took it up to AFCO Records in New York, and they sent the record national. And next thing you know, we were working around the country, and I called home, and my mom said, well, you know, you got the number one record in Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
I said, really? Really? And we, like, all went crazy. And off the success of that first one, we started getting naturally more work. And the record company wanted to follow that up with an album. So they contacted Tom Bell to produce our first album. And things just started happening so fast for us, man. So fast
now,
from that point on.
Let me ask you this. Now, when you look at some of the great success, that you guys have had with your music, Dan, and all the hits, and so many of the different hits that you guys created. When you think about the type of the way you were received then from the fans and everybody that loved your music. When you think about now, even with some of the new generation, there's a lot of younger kids now who love your music as well, thanks to their parents and their grandparents.
Exactly.
Who listen to their music. Now, do you think that you guys get more love now, seeing that they're known as timeless classics, than the type of love that you guys got when you first created and released those songs?
Wow, man, you must have been in my head because I have said that so many times. You know, people are coming now. Well, you made history, and people love your music. And I said, but you got to realize, in the 70s, when that stuff was coming out, we were just a part of the 70s music. It wasn't no time behind
right.
it. You know, so what were hits now was just getting to that point. You know, the people were liking our songs, but I think it's more love now, like in our material, than it was then. I mean, we're still a struggling group trying to make it. But going back then, you know, we were
right.
just more concerned with having a hit record and being able to work. You know, and I have to say this too. Our agency, Universal Attractions, we're still with today, but they had James Brown on their roster as a booking agency. And a lot of people don't know this, but James Brown, we really feel, was instrumental in the success of our songs because they put us on the same shows with James Brown.
Oh,
so
wow.
Even though Brown, he started giving us 15 minutes, then he broke us down to 10 minutes. Then he broke us down to 5 minutes to open the show for,
right.
you know. But playing those large coliseums and auditoriums that he was performing at, by us opening in the same places, a large amount of people got a chance to see us perform and hear our music. So
oh,
I
wow.
think James Brown was really instrumental on our stuff being as successful, because I mean, when they released a single, we had that vehicle of traveling with him to expose it all around
right.
the country. You know, yeah.
Wow. Wow. I mean, that's definitely some information I even myself didn't know. So
yeah.
thank you for that. I definitely didn't know that. That's a new one for me. I have my co-host in the building with me, Miss Fabulous. Do you have any questions for Aaron? Mr. Aaron
well,
Love.
Yes,
I'm sorry, I had to catch
foremost,
your name again.
Miss Fabulous.
Miss Fabulous. Hi, Miss Fabulous. How are you?
You know, I don't even know how to respond to that right now, because right now, being such the music fan that I am of the stylistics, right now, I'm just, I don't know to scream or to just break out into, like, starstruckism. You know,
well,
I wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Absolutely.
You know I think, to be honest, we were definitely blessed with great music in the beginning, great songwriters and producers. And we were just, I think, in the right place at the right time for everything to click the way that it did and as fast as it did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm a product of the 70s. I just celebrated my 40th birthday 3 weeks ago.
Oh, happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you so kindly. Thank you so kindly. And, it's just also ironic. I'm just getting all this out before I make my stand post statements. But nonetheless, when I was online for Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, my line name was actually You Are Everything. So this is so ironic that I am speaking with you regarding that, because I'm not everything. That's my line name. You are everything, because you all are the pioneers. You're the motivators. You're the enthusiasts. You are Black history. And I just want to say, for your contribution and what you've made, not only to Black music, but to mainstream music, I just want to just say, you know, timelessly, just thank you. And for our listening audience, our younger generation, Generation Next, not X or not Y or not O, but Generation Next, a lot of the music in which you all are sampling and things of that nature is because of one of the members of the Stylistics and other great groups of our time have contributed to that. So I want to establish that. But my question to you, Aaron, is that with all the music that is being made today, there is so much of familiarity and so much of symbolism in the music. Do you ever, let me say this, do you all have any intent to record if there are any original members, or if you all have the, I don't know how I could probably say this, the untappedness of wanting to break into like new ageism, or do you just prefer to remain timeless such as you are?
Well, you know what, that's a double-sided question. Number one, I think identifiably we have to sing what we sing. You know, I think the change will come with younger producers, younger songwriters. And saying that, we did do a project, a completed CD with a gentleman by the name of Preston Glass. Preston has done some things for, wow, everybody. Natalie Cole. He has worked with Maurice Starr. In fact, the project that we did, it's, well, it's unfortunate, but the whole record industry for our type of music is basically closing the doors, not only on Stylistics type of music, but the Whispers, the Gladys Knights. It's just not knocking down our doors trying to get recorded material out on, you know, some of these, you know, talented artists. Not talking about myself, but Gladys. I mean, Gladys can still pack a house, but as far as getting her songs and stuff out there played, or by a major label, it's just not happening today, you know. And so we finished the product, and we figured, okay, well, if we have a complete product and go to a record company stateside and say, okay, well, here's the album. What you have to do is promote it and put it out. We've knocked on a few doors, nothing. Now, overseas, there was interest in England. They released it in England. It was an interest in Japan. They released it in Japan. But here in the States, we couldn't do it. Now, the industry has changed a little bit. You know, now we have the Internet where, you know, 30 years ago when our first stuff was first breaking, we didn't have that media vehicle, you know. So we would put our stuff out by way of our website and by way of iTunes, you know, so people got a chance to hear some of the stuff, and we would showcase like one or two songs into our shows so people would know that we have a new product out. You know, and listening to that product, it's, if you hear it, you can say, oh, yeah, that's a stylist, but they sound younger.
Absolutely.
But I think that was because of Preston Glass and the direction that he had us going. I thought it, and still think it's was some great material that he did. Like I said, Maurice Starr did one of the songs on the CD also. But the masses here in the States don't have any idea that we have a new product out.
Wow. That, and that's very interesting. And just in closing, basically, you know, the demographics within the United States, they have more, I say we, meaning Americans, have more of a, not responsibility, but an allegiance to what is new, what is trending, what is cutting, as into our counterparts internationally. They value music, you know, and have music has genre, music has no color, music has no barriers, music is music, and they may not understand the words that are coming out of my mouth, you know, Jackie Chan way, but you know, more than less, they understand the emotion behind the music. So, you know, I'm really just applauding the, you know, the effortless, you know, music. You all, a lot of children are here. Baby boomers are here because of your sound. So I hope that never changes. And I really, really hope that, you know, inspiring artists, established artists, nationals, indies, they take heed to what you all have platformed for us on today, and really just be grateful, because again, it's not Black history in the making, it is Black history because of groups such as yourself. So I applaud, I salute you on today, and just thank you so much for your contribution.
Well, thank you.
I have my other co-host CK in the building. CK, you have any questions for Mr. Aaron Love?
Oh wow. Well, Carol, I just want to say thank you for coming on to the show. It's a real honor to have you.
It is my pleasure.
And I'm going to try to break this down quickly as I can. First question is, when stylistics were forming, what was the music you all were listening to at the time that like were like, really inspired, like, hey, this is what we want to do, this is what we want to get into?
Right. It's funny because I think any five-member group at that time wanted to be like the Temptations. We had a first singer, we had a bass singer. So even working the clubs locally before we even had any records out, I mean, a lot of the songs that we would have in the show were Temptation songs. And that's who we looked up to. That's who we emulated. You know, that was the group at that time, you know. And we had, you know, other songs that were in the show. I remember we had one of the Beatles songs, Hey Jude, in the show. And all this was before our records actually broke. So the Motown era was real big during that time. When I came out of high school, it was in 67. Wow. Aging myself, right? And so the Motown era was real big, real big.
Okay, and I have two more questions. I'll make it real quick. What are your most favorite songs out of every song that you ever recorded and performed?
Wow. You know what? It seems to be that varies from like year to year. What we try to do now in our show, Nasty, some songs we have to do. You Make Me Feel Brand New, You Are Everything, Bet You By Golly Wow. Those songs have to be done in the show. We just started featuring songs that were, we call them the big B-sides, because when we were coming out, the 45s had a A and a B side. The A side was what the radio stations were playing, and the B sides were just a song that just carried along with the sales of the A side. But if a person got a chance to flip the record over, then it might have become a two-sided hit. And so in our show, we featuring some of the big B sides, like a Payback Is a Dog, songs that weren't big on the given track, but when we do it, people are like, oh my god, oh yeah, I forgot about the song, I love that song, you know. So we're showcasing some of those songs too. Naturally, I say we got to do the hits, so they are, you know, we do them, get them done, and then we pull up chairs and we sit and we talk to the audience. We talk about the beginnings to now, I mean, going into the studio with an 8-track an 8-track recording studio. Now there's unlimited track because everything is digital. You know,
right.
It's just such a big transition. You know, but we get close to the audience, and we also sing songs that we felt could have been a hit stateside if it was played, but it was a hit overseas. So are singing some songs that people never heard. We did a show in right outside Detroit last weekend, and we did this. And after the show, people said, "Oh my God, I never knew y'all sung this song, or I never heard this song, or this song should have been played here in the States. You could have had another hit with this song." And it was just some great material, but because of the politics or whatever, things weren't being played stateside.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that was a long answer, right?
So what was your before CK gets that one? What was your favorite B side song?
You know, okay, this year it's "Payback Is a Dog."
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm. You researched that.
Yes, me too. Absolutely.
The research.
I gotta start. I gotta listen to all the B-side songs.
Yeah,
I
cannot tell you what was the A-side, but it's definitely, I think, the Rock and Roll Baby album.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. And then my last question would be, me not being afraid to say that I am the youngest on. In the studio with everybody right now, but
you know
I was
what,
born
I
1980.
Huh?
I was born in 1980. My mother and father played stylistic. Everybody in Motown from up. What would you tell any upcoming artists that are just starting out, that is getting into the industry, that is going through the trials and tribulations to get to starting, get to fame?
Wow, okay. First of all, and I know everybody says this, but I believe it to be true, education. You know, it's great to have a good voice, but without the education to be able to take care of your own business, I think it will be detrimental in this stage of the game, in these times, you know. So I think someone should learn as much about the business as possible, because 30 years ago when an artist came out, the record company heard them, maybe liked them, took them into the studio, recorded them, wrote all the songs, produced all the songs, got all the royalties, all the songs, and the artist just went into the studio, recorded it, and they got a few pennies for each song that was sold, or each record that was sold. You know, today, you can be your own producer, you can be your own writer, you can publish your own material, and like I said, you can take the finished product to an interested record company and let them work for you, but you got to know the business. So it's not only about a great voice. I think you need the education, and make sure you have the education first also.
Right. That's what I said.
All right. I think that's truly important. I mean, I think that a lot of artists definitely need to educate themselves, not only on the music that came before them, but educate themselves on the business, because it can be it's a serious industry, you know, and it eats a lot of artists up alive. So
it sure does.
I really do think that that's truly one of the most important aspects. Of being a new artist is to definitely educate yourself. And definitely thank you for that. Now, my last two questions for you. How often do you guys perform overseas, and what kind of love do you guys get over there?
Well, okay, we go to Europe. Well, we do a UK tour every year, and it usually runs for 6 weeks. From October through December. Then usually we come home for anywhere from 6 to 9 days, and then we go to Japan for a 3 to 4 week tour. and then we're back stateside in January, touring stateside in January, and then in May, June, we go back to Japan and do 2 weeks there, come back stateside, and work stateside. Now, when I say
wow.
work stateside, I mean, it's not when we come home, we're not working like every weekend, and it's not a tour per se, even though we may go to California for 4 days, and it may be part of a tour going around called the 70s Soul Jam. So
right.
maybe groups on the show like Stylistics, Dramatic sometime, Shy Light sometime, Main Ingredient sometime, Emotion.
Wow, okay.
So maybe a lot of groups that were, you know, from the same era that that we are on. In fact, we're coming to the Beacon next weekend, next Saturday. Yeah, we're coming to the Beacon.
Ooh. All right. Now, how's the love? What's the love like overseas for you guys?
Wow. Well, Japan, they treat all artists great, man, when you come to Japan. I mean, there's nothing trivial about the way that you're treated,
right.
the way that they take care of you, everything. I mean, even from the instrumentation, the electronics, the system that you're singing in, everything is like top quality. And people just, I mean, there could be a language barrier, but, you know, you can look out in the audience and you see them singing the same lyrics that you're singing.
Wow.
They might not be able to speak English with you afterwards. You
but
know?
They know those lyrics.
But they know those lyrics. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow.
English is the same way. I mean, it's this last tour of England, I would say 90% of our dates were completely sold out.
Wow.
And we've been going to England every year since maybe 74.
Wow.
Wow.
So we have,
that's
I mean,
incredible.
Friends that's grown up with us, their children, you know, it's like coming back home there. We've been going to England for so long.
Wow.
Amazing.
But I think that's truly incredible because, you know, and we've stated so many times on the network, so many other of our other shows about the importance of new artists, you know, and the importance of having longevity in this business, you know, for you guys to be able to do tours like that since 74, man, you guys have been in this business for a long time and you've been successful for a long time. And I think a lot of artists, you know, need to be careful because you could be one of those artists, even the new artists, mainstream artists now, you know, you could be one of those artists that might not be able to say, you know, I've been in it for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20,
yeah.
30.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. That is true.
Exactly. You know, you could be one of those artists that won't have the opportunity to be able to say that. So I think it's, you know, I think it's truly special, and it's truly a blessing to be able to be in a business that long and still be successful and still be relevant to so many fans and so many different people. Man, you guys are incredible.
You know, it's funny, and not to cut you off, but when we first started touring England, like I said, 74, I believe, was the very first year that we went there. We were in England touring before Stevie Wonder was coming
wow.
to England.
Wow.
And, I mean, it's just the way, I mean, we've been to some places around the world that most artists wouldn't go to. I mean, we've been to Bahrain, we've been to Dubai, we've been to Morocco, we've been to Hong Kong, Singapore,
wow.
Malaysia, you know, and it's funny because I remember we have the same manager that we've had from the beginning, and he said, what makes it interesting for us and why we can travel the way that we do, because we're just not that big that they can't afford to bring us. you know, if you follow me. So, like, we're not the the Michael Jacksons of the industry, because Michael could only, they could only afford to bring him to major cities like London and big cities like that. But we're small enough that we can able to go to other countries. And it blows our minds sometimes, man, that they know our music. You know, I remember sitting in the hotel in Dubai, and it was a Hilton hotel, and our show was in the ballroom that evening, and just how many people came out for the show. I mean, all in their, you know, Arab garbs and stuff. You know, and I said, you know, our music was just popular all over the world.
Wow, that's incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
It's
definitely a blessing. Now, the last thing I want to say is, do you yourself or even the group have any new things coming up on the horizon that you yourself are working on or the group may be working on?
Well, funny. We just, when I say just, 2 weeks ago.
And it could be anything.
Okay, well, we completed we call it a project for JVC, for our Victor. JVC is Victor Records in Japan. And the deal that we did with them were they wanted a compilation album of other songs, not recorded by us, but by other people, and also songs, I think it was 3 or 4 songs that were big in Japan that were Japanese songs, but it was converted to English for us to do it.
Wow.
And supposedly the deal that we made with them was just for Japan, but after they heard the material, they wanted to change the deal so that if they wanted to release it internationally, that they could. Now, whether it's going to be released here in the States or not, I don't know. But, I mean, for instance, one of the songs that we did was Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
Wow.
And I get excited about stuff when we first recorded, and they gave us a rough mix of it. And the guys were calling each other up, said, "Oh man, did you hear this? Did you hear this? Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Oh
right.
Man, you sound good on this part. You sound good." You know, everybody's like conversing back and forth, really excited about the way the stuff has turned out. You know,
right.
So again, whether it's going to be released in the States, I don't know, but that's our newest project. That was just
that's incredible. That's definitely.
We were just sent tracks from the word that I'm getting. We're going to be part of a album of Teddy Pendergrass hits.
Wow.
And from what I know so far, Billy Ocean is going to be on the album singing Teddy Pendergrass. And I can't remember the other groups, but it's a few groups that's putting together this project. So I was just emailed the tracks yesterday for us to listen to and learn, and we're scheduled to go into the studio end of this month.
So it's an album in remembrance of Teddy Pendergrass.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow. I definitely can't wait to hear that. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That sounds like that's going to be incredible. First and foremost, Aaron, I just want to say again, man, it's an absolute honor to have you on the show, man. It's truly a pleasure. We absolutely love your music. We love everything that you guys have done for the music industry, man, and for black music altogether, man. And it's such a blessing to get to talk to you and to know you and just listen to some of the incredible things that you guys have done. Again, as far as we're concerned here at the network, man, you know, you and the rest of the guys, you know, you guys are no longer a guest, man. You guys are family members to this network now, man, and we will continue to keep supporting you and everything that you guys are doing and keep playing your music and telling everybody about you guys and making sure the new generation, the next generation knows everything about you. And you guys are incredible, man. I mean, you guys are, you know, great music, great R&B music. You guys are definitely beyond that. So it's truly a blessing to have talked to you.
I've enjoyed the conversation, man. Yeah, really.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Ms. Fabulous, you have any closing comments for Aaron?
I absolutely do. What kind of triggered my memory is that, you know, when we spoke about being an artist and not just being classified as a black artist or a black entertainer, a black musician, mm-hmm. you know, you all are entertainers and you're pioneers, and that's what's most imperative, because my memory jogs back, I guess about maybe 3 weeks ago, I heard some stylistic music in the grocery store. And okay. as I went along to the different aisles, I saw a Caucasian man singing the lyrics. He heard him basically singing the lyrics of the song, right. you know, and I'm like a diehard, hard Beatles fan, okay, ever.
Okay.
So, you know, for me to have witnessed that, that shows that, wow, you know, that really they're the greatest of all times, beyond your times, and people of all barriers have crossed over to listen to your music. The other thing I heard you mention, Aaron, too, is when you spoke of, you know, like Teddy Pendergrass, Harold Melvin, the Blue Notes, you know, a lot of subsidiary come out of there, live instrumentation, mm-hmm. Barry White and Glodine, the Love Unlimited Orchestra, and the list goes on. Yeah, I used to DJ, so, you know, that stuff is really imperative to me, right? You
right.
know, James Brown, the JBs, you know,
yeah.
so what I want to just say in closing, again, keep the momentum of, you know, live instrumentation. The digital is fine, but, again, it's, you know, it's not me. And
right.
it's not a lot of people who are music lovers. So, again, thank you. But I did have one quick question before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
With it being a week away for Valentine's Day, and a lot of your music is constituted as ballads, do you see a lot of couples or singles that normally frequent your venues or your concerts and things of that nature? Or do you see a cross demographic?
Well,
in
you
terms
know what,
of mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
You're absolutely right. You know, when we come back from overseas, like I say, it's in January. So mm-hmm. we're getting geared up for the February, Valentine's month, you know, and we work more that month than any month, unless we're out on tour or something, any month in the year. And
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what we see. We have a group's website up and running, and if you don't mind, I'll just say the name, The Stylistics.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay. TheStylistics.org. And people post messages to the website. A lot of messages come from people that were at the show. And the messages have to be screened before they can be posted. And I'm the one that reads the messages, and then I give it the okay to go ahead and post. Cause we get some wild stuff sometimes, and we don't want to put that on the website. But I was just reading a couple this past week. That this woman said something along the lines, "You make me feel brand new" has always been me and my husband's song. And I guess she was at the show that we did in Baltimore. And she said he died. She didn't say exactly when, but she said he died at 54. And coming to the show and hearing us sing that song made her feel like he was still right there watching
right.
the show with her, you know. And when I read stuff like that, I say, wow, you know, it's great to have touched so many people's lives because, I mean, we don't take anything for granted. We know all of our blessings and thank God for everything that we have to this point. But, you know, until someone comes and say, well, do you really know what you mean to me? You don't know until you hear it from someone else's mouth what you mean to them, you know. And I want to say this to you guys, too, you know. It's because of people in the business like you that's keeping our music alive, that's making it possible for us to continue to work, for people to still hear our music. And you thank me all through this show, but I want to thank you guys, man, for keeping our music out there and alive.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Well, Aaron, I also want to say this, too. My father, you know, rest in peace. I lost him. It's going on 2 years, July of this year. But between the love I lost, and between You Make Me Feel Brand New, I'm telling you, and Bobby Caldwell's What You Won't Do for Love, I heard it over and over and over on the 45s and the 78. So I definitely was familiar with that music a long time because of that. So the Stylist, this was one of my father's favorite groups. So I wish he could have been alive to have heard the interview, but I know he's listening in spirit.
Yeah. And, you know, not to to make this any longer than you guys want it to be. But, you know, from our perspective, being on stage and looking out into the audience, people ask, well, don't you get tired of singing the same songs night after night, night after night? And I said, well, you know what? For me, every night is different, you know, because when I'm singing, I'm looking at different people's response.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And in my viewpoint, it may be 25 people, and each of them, this song is representing something different to each of them in their lives, you know. And some people I can see crying. In fact, we joke when we get back in the dressing room and say, like, yeah, man, I was looking at this woman crying. I was getting choked up, almost not able to see the singer song myself, you know, watching her and realizing that this song touched something in her life that's making her shed tears, making someone else laugh. You know, so, and then some people have come to us and say, well, I want you to meet my son. He was conceived on You Make Me Feel Brand New. You know, so, I mean, you get all kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow.
All kinds of stories, man.
Hey, that's cool, though. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Hey, that's cool, though. I'm pretty sure you guys get that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. CK, you have any closing comments for Aaron?
I just want to say thank you for the opportunity actually to talk with you tonight. I know what you do is it takes a lot of time and a lot of patience and hard work, and I commend you for the stylistics years of excellence with the success you all have. I just want to say thank you.
Hey, CJ, thank you, man. For being young enough to know our music, you know, it's the age group like you that's also keeping our music alive, because we are seeing our audience getting younger and younger and younger too. So again, thank you.
This is true. Well, Aaron, again, man, we had an incredible time with you, man. We love talking to you. You and any of the other guys can definitely call and join us anytime on the network to talk, you know, especially if you guys got anything new you guys are doing. But it was truly a blessing to talk to you. Continued success for everything that you guys are doing. And you have a blessed night, brother, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Stan. Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you.
I enjoyed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Aaron Love of the legendary group Stylistics, hanging out with us on the D-Hour Radio Network. It was truly an honor and blessing to definitely talk with him and chat with him. And we get a few opportunities like this. We get opportunities like this a lot to talk to great entertainers and great musicians and legendary entertainers. And truly, this was truly a blessing for us to be able to talk with them tonight. So, ladies and gentlemen, truly again, keep tuning in to the D Hour Radio Network. You guys never know who's going to be on with us. You never know who we're going to be talking to. You never know what we're going to be saying. So definitely keep tuning in Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. We get in all the time. D-Slate, CK, Miss Fabulous, we got some more music for you guys. Right now, we have it was definitely an instrumental song, and that's why I wanted to play it for Black History Month. And it talked about the genocide of Black Americans, in different cities and neighborhoods, and a lot of East Coast artists got together, rap artists got together, and they put together a song called Self Destruction right here on the BL Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. Hey, don't go nowhere.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is bugging. It's one of two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you can unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive, and we don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time. Took a brother's life with a knife.
Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be changed
bum rushing. Let's get together before we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animals, I don't agree with them. I'll prove it wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take keys before I leave for what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
The heavy beat, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but just the best they ever ducked. There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Yes, we urge to merge. We live for the love of our people, the hope they get along. Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we gotta ride.
Instead of your head, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect. To revolve, to evolve, to self-respect. Cause we got to keep ourselves in check, or else it's
that's okay for who?
Attention all shoenistas. Looking for a hot stiletto? Are you addicted to sexy shoes? Make a fashion statement and check out the Stiletto Diva at www.thestilettodiva.com. We have what you need. The Stiletto Diva is committed to bringing you a variety of affordable, quality styles to help complete the sexy in you. We're here to assist you with bringing out the ultimate diva from head to soul. True divas wear stilettos. Visit us at www.thestilettodiva.com to find the perfect pair or for information about booking a party.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Show, Celebrity Thursday, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous CK, the peoples is in the building playing the hits, getting it in. You just got through listening to one of the Stylistics' mini hits, "Break Up to Make Up." I know all the couples out there was crying, and you know D-Slate had a tear that was trying to come out, but you know my manhood forced it back in. So you know I didn't let it come out. But I'm crying on the inside though. I'm crying on the inside. But truly, again, one of the incredible songs, one of the timeless ballads. By the brothers of the Stylistics. Definitely, we're going to keep playing, you know, so many of those hits tonight. So definitely make sure you guys don't go nowhere. We got more show right now. Ladies and gentlemen, here on Celebrity Thursday, it is time for one of our incredible segments. We like to call the Fab Fabulous News with Miss Fabulous. What do you have for us?
Well, thank you, my darling. Definitely, it is time for the Fab Fabulous News on the D-Hour Show Celebrity Thursdays. And I'm the hostess with the mostest, of course, not Poetic Justice, but Miss Fabulous, no pun intended. Got a couple of interesting things that is going on right now. First and foremost, I need to give a shout-out to my people in Boston. Now I have to get my Boston accent on because the weather is going to be wicked biffa. And Boston is supposed to get 1 to 2 inches of snow, not inches, let me stand corrected here. We're supposed to get foot of snow, so be very careful. Yes, 2 to 3 feet of snow in the New England region on the East Coast. So definitely I hope it's not going to be declared a state of emergency. So all of my family, all of my Jamaican family, Cape Verdean family, just all of my New England family, as we say in Rhode Island, no stop. We want you to stay warm. Go ahead.
And if you're driving around with a Mini Cooper out there in Boston, you better park that on the top of your house if they're going to be getting 2 to 3 feet of snow.
Well, we don't drive minis anyways. We drive cars, okay? We drive cars.
All right.
We live in Cape Cod, and we call Charlie, and everything is wicked biffa there, all right? So, yes, and moving on, something very, very interesting I read in the news on today that a 9-year-old girl in New Mexico gave birth this week.
Wow, you know, I saw that.
Serious? Yes, 9. And right now they're looking for the young man. He is 17 years of age, and they're ruling it out as a rape, for the simple fact of the matter that, you know, the age difference, and she still does not have any idea as into what's going on. The young lady is clueless. She's a baby herself who had a baby. So it's not fabulous. Anything's not fabulous about that story. It's pretty much just like in disbelief, I guess I would probably say that, you know. Also, there is a dog that has a human face, and he's been adopted. And I'm like, wow, really? Is this real, or is this something that is pictulated? And it's actually a dog, and it's a couple of animals who actually possess the facial recognition of humans. And when you look at the dog, oh, my goodness, D. Hour Show Radio Network, CK and D. Slate, he looks like a person. It is scary. All right.
Well, you know, I'm not really surprised. There's many dogs with human faces, all throughout the world, and even in our country. I mean, some of them are rap artists, some of them are singers. I mean, I'm just saying, though, you know.
Well, in all sense of not being facetious, but this is truly an animal with a rarity of a human face, and he's been adopted.
Wow.
And the reason why he had not been adopted, because a lot of people were afraid or not understanding or thinking it's some type of spiritual connotation behind the dog possessing this type of feature. I think it's just coincidental. It's interesting. But the family that, you know, adopted the little guy, you know, God bless them, because that's really interesting.
That's crazy.
Trayvon Martin, rest in peace, rest in paradise, would have turned 18 years of age this week. And it's just also really unfortunate and sad, because this is also the month in which he, was killed. As well, it's the latter part of the month. So I want to say happy belated birthday to Trayvon Martin, and again, rest in paradise for that.
Absolutely.
Yes, justice will prevail, and we're going to constantly have justice for he and other people who have been victims. Let's stop the violence. You know, self-destruction that was played by our producer earlier. Basically, it sends out a strong message. Black History Month. Black History Month is observed in the month of February. So, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, please hear me out. Black history is not an observance, it's a way of life. Understand, appreciate, live, know your heritage, because you cannot possibly know where you're going until you know where you've been, okay? Also, keep in mind that Valentine's Day is a week from today. Fabulous. I'm not hating or anything like that. I don't have a Valentine, so if you want to be Miss Fabulous's Valentine, definitely, by all means, do so. Anything but stalk me. And on a serious note, understand that heart disease is very, very prevalent within the African-American community. Definitely research the signs and signals for heart attacks and strokes as women who are 40 and over. African-American with an ongoing heritage within their family, make certain you have yourself checked on a regular basis and consult with your physicians or medical professionals. And last but certainly not least, also this is the month, and I have to get the exact date, that we lost the legendary, the very beautiful Whitney Houston, as well as Don Cornelius. So rest in paradise to our African-American pioneers. This has been another fabulous news, and definitely continue to be fabulous for the person that you are. Lift every voice and sing, and know that we are the people we are, Af-Americans. Yes, we have. And to our POTUS, President's Day is right around the corner. That's your day, Mr. President. We thank you and we salute you. It's been the fabulous news. Now back to you, Dee Slade.
And that was a Stone Cold Gas, baby. Peace, love, and soul. The fabulous news from the lovely Miss Fabulous. And she said that as long as you're not no stalker, then, you know, definitely you can be her Valentine. I know stalkers need love, too. If you guys want to, you know, write some letters to Casey Anthony or, you know, any of the individuals like that, feel free. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure they probably need some stalker love in their life.
Can I say one more thing?
Absolutely.
I negated to do so. Congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens. I want to shout that out.
Oh,
Ray, you know, he went out with the bang. Oh, yes, from Beyonce, from Lights Out, literally tearing down the house with her awesome performance. To, you know, everything. It was just historic. It was epic, you know, and all the commercials were funny and Dire Straight Jacket hilarious, especially the Oreo commercial. I did want to say this real quick, too. Why is it that one particular franchise, fast food chain, why do they have buy one, get one free chicken sandwiches in the month of February? Is that hitting racism or digress?
And everybody that's seen that, don't go out there and get it. When you go to that restaurant, buy the fish sandwich, okay?
Yeah.
Buy the fish sandwich. Now,
That's right.
Definitely.
Right around the corner. That's right.
Absolutely. Definitely congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens for their huge win at Super Bowl 47. It was truly going to be a conspiracy.
if the 49ers had won, especially after the lights went out, because that was really crazy. I don't know what went down with that. The 49ers Gatorade water boy, you know what I'm saying, that might have pulled the breaker or the switch or whatever. I'm pretty sure.
You know, they're under investigation, though.
It's still under investigation right now.
Mm-hmm. So it's really serious.
Because it was crazy. I mean, that's never happened before, you know. I mean, you know, so definitely congratulations to the Ravens for coming out, with the win. Congratulations to Ray Lewis. You know, I know this was his last year. He went out on top.
Yes.
Joe Flacco and the boys, Anquan Boldin, former Arizona Cardinal. Definitely congratulations to you guys, for a huge win in the Super Bowl. And better luck next year, 49ers. Maybe you guys can come out with a win, and maybe you can try something like put some itching powder in their jocks or something like that. Maybe that'll work a little bit better than turning out the lights. But we're just gonna move on, and we're gonna play some more hits for you guys. Oh, you already know D Slayton is fabulous. CK, it's Celebrity Thursday. We got more hits. And right now we're gonna kick it off. I got some Noel Gordine with Beautiful, and I play this song in commemoration for Black History Month, because in this song, especially for the sisters out there, in this song, Noel talk about some of the negative stereotypical names and connotations that people, and brothers use to talk about, women and black women in particular. And they're not really good names to use. And he talks about how it's not really good to call them that. If you're going to call them anything, call them beautiful. And this is Noel Gordine right here on the D-Hour Radio Network. Let's go.
I called you hot girl, sweet thing, and gold digger. I called you chicken head and shouty, or hate at thickums. I've been disrespecting you with the same old lame excuse that I've been talking this way for so long, girl. But that don't make it right to call you down peace, my jump off, or my baby mama. I called you the B word, or anything else I wanna. And the sad reality is you don't hear this just from me. It's everywhere you go all day long, girl. And that's just wrong, girl. So from now on, I'll only call you a princess, a goddess, in flesh of my flesh. You're majestic, precious, the best of the best. The Lord created you, 'cause he looked at men and knew that we could never make it on our own, girl. And I thank God each day for making you so soft, so sweet, like a fresh strawberry. I wanna bite you. Love is necessary for me to be great as I am. I need you in my corner, and I'm gonna make sure you know that you're my treasure, and I'm so much better. So from now on, I'll only call you beautiful.
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 made by the hands of God,
baby.
Cause God don't make no mistakes. You've been blessed by the back, baby. So beautiful.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. D Slate, CK Miss Fabulous, for getting it in tonight, playing the hits, the stylistics. You are everything right there. Noel Gordine, beautiful. You already know we're getting it in, playing the hits. That's what we do all the time. The Over Redenbacher Radio, we keep it popping all the time. All you got to do is bring the butter. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our other segment on this lovely Thursday night. On this lovely Celebrity Thursday, we like to call CK's Music Curiosity. CK, what are we curious about today?
All right, D-Slay, thank you, thank you. All right, tonight we're gonna do two things. We got something that's we're gonna bring a little Black history into our segment with we got a timeline that I took out and some certain key points in music history that commemorates Black History Month for me, as well as meaning for everyone else. So we're going to kick it off in the timeline. Going back to 1922, Louis Armstrong revolutionized jazz music after arriving in Chicago to play second trumpet in King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band. And that was the first thing that we called, which later on, you know, he became one of the most successful men in the music business, and his last great hit was What a Wonderful World. And he was a significance in our music history. And I think about Louis Armstrong in that moment of history. So in our timeline, we're gonna drive on through. You know, we're going back to the future with everybody. So, you know, if y'all want to come with me, we ain't got Michael J. Fox or Doc Brown, but we got D. Slade and Miss Fabulous. So we're gonna.
It's 1.21 gigawatts of electricity.
That's right. Put that plutonium in. We're gonna be going for a minute. Now we're gonna go and stop in the '50s for a minute because we got two things that happened in the 1950s. Now in 1955, musician Chuck Berry arrives in Chicago as well and records Maybelline, an immediate sensation among teenagers. The hit helped shape the evolution of rock and roll. And I had the pleasure of meeting Chuck Berry a few years ago when I was working for Hertz Rent a Car, and I took him back to his car, and he had just came back in from Europe, and I was just so amazed because this man is a living legend, and he explained about the stuff that was going on in the world and his life and where he'd been, and it was just a really great honor to meet this man. And it was just, I never forget that. In a million years, I would never forget that. So we're going to go a little bit further in the 50s, like 4 years later in 1959. Motown Record Corporation was founded by Berry Gordy Jr. The Motown sound dominates African-American popular music through the 1960s and attracts a huge crossover audience, becoming the sound of young America. I recall a lot of my Jackson 5 records, early Jackson 5 records, that had said that the sound of young America. And Motown has had a great impact on everyone. We even heard from Mr. Love when he said that the Temptations were like one of the groups that everybody was trying to model after. Motown had a big effect on everybody, starting with Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Supremes, Jackson 5, even coming into the 80s with DeBarge. And that whole industry, Berry Gordy made history himself because he took an idea from the Ford Motor Company factory and applied it to music in his own studio. And pure genius. And then he took it on. He wanted people to be bigger than just black artists. So I commend Berry Gordy Jr. for that. So we're going to go about maybe a little, like maybe a few years later in the 60s. One of the greatest people I really remember coming up was Jimi Hendrix, who made a spectacular debut at the Monterey International Pop Festival following the release of his first album, Are You Experienced? Later, he will play for Woodstock, probably like 2 years later. And his career blew and blossomed enormously on such a sad note that he didn't get to live long enough to see how much his fame, his legend, his legacy became after his death. But it was a great moment in black history for us to actually have someone that actually crossed into the rock and roll and psychedelic state of music in that time frame. All right, I know we really didn't capture too much of the 70s, which we know during the 70s we all had our hip-hop phase where we roboting and pop-locking and everything. It's more so robot and boogie down but with Soul Train with the famous Don Cornelius, you know. But we're going to go on further. Now, I mentioned Motown earlier on with such group as the Jackson 5. And speaking of the Jackson 5, the lead singer, who was about 25 years old at the time, Michael Jackson in 1982, creates a sensation with the album Thriller, which becomes the most popular album of all time, selling more than 40 million copies. breaking the record barriers over Elvis, the Beatles, and it's still one of the best-selling albums of all time, in which with the signature songs, Billie Jean, Beat It, Thriller, Wanna Be Starting Something. He had, out of 9 tracks on that whole album, he had 7 that made the top 10. And that's I have never heard of no artist that went that far before.
Mama say, mama say, mama kusa.
And lastly, we're going to go 2 years later, 1984. Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin formed Def Jam Records and began shaping the industry of hip-hop as we now know it. And you may know a little of, if you ever seen Crush Groove, which featured a Fat Boy, Chilla E, Run DMC, and many more. And it was just, life with hip-hop has not been the same. It has grown into a great form of music where everybody can relate to, everybody love. I mean, I recall, we walking around wearing the Adidas, rocking to Run DMC. I mean, that was the life, you know, beatboxing and Houdini, and it was just a time where we were actually people. And that's the part of our timeline for the night. So going into music curiosity, this particular section of the show, this show is just really interesting. So I picked up this little news article that went on, and it's like, maybe somebody needs to say something to one of our fellow rappers. Luther Campbell pens an open letter to Rick Ross. He quotes, "You don't want to go out like Biggie Smalls." The veteran Two Live Crew leader offered words of advice to Ross, who had recently had an attempt made on his life. And see, both Rick Ross and Luther, Uncle Luke Campbell, have both engaged in rap beefs. Now Luke is warning Ross to be careful. The Southern rap pioneer, Luther Campbell, a.k.a. Uncle Luke, has said some pretty wise words for the fellow rapper Rick Ross. And he quote, "As someone who survived several rap beefs, I'm going to give you some advice." He also wrote later in the column for Miami New Times, he says here, he quote, "You need to seriously address threats and attempts on your own life." He, now that he's claiming to be the pillar of moral strength, but Uncle Luke's latest write-up for his quote-unquote Luke's Gospel column in the paper offers worthwhile caveat for Ross to squash his beef with real gangsters, rappers, and other people that could potentially harm him. Uncle Luke rose his fame as a part of Two Live Crew. And he quotes, and he says here in the article, he was saying that all gangster bulls is jeopardizing your career. He wrote, "No club or arena is going to risk people getting shot." So Luke's concern is the latest in a string of responses to the January 28th incident, which Ross and the female companion crashed his Rolls Royce into a building trying to escape from being shot by a still unidentified gunman. Since the ordeal, there has been a lot of speculation about who would target the boss rapper. Ross has angered a Chicago-based gang after the group called him out for mentioning their leader in one of his songs without giving him any credit or pay. Ross canceled a string of his concerts in December after the gangster disciples threatened him persistently online. So Uncle Luke comes back in his article later, and he says, "It's a shame you can't enjoy life without spending part of your earnings on heavy security or risking your freedom by purchasing an arsenal." Like Luke continued, "Trust me, you don't want to go out like Biggie Smalls or Tupac." Of course, the murders of Notorious B.I.G., also known as Biggie Smalls, and Tupac Shakur also involved the two rappers being gunned down while in cars. Both of their tragic endings were rumored to be linked to gang affiliations and
violence between members of their own of their respective record labels, Bad Boy Entertainment in New York and Death Row Records in California. This was a really interesting article because it was, I was really picking up on it, you know. So, and to think about, Rick Ross has had beef with a few rappers in the past, such as he was famously feuding with rapper 50 Cent as well. Shortly after the car accident, 50 Cent took to Twitter to ridicule Ross and claim the incident was staged. Now, Wale, another rapper who considers Ross a mentor, is expressing his concern for the Teflon Don MC safety. So, and lastly, you know, it's like, I believe this is the last part of the quote where he says that when what y'all think is a joke, that's somebody's health. He said in an interview with an Atlanta radio station, I know it's children. God forbid something happens, and I just lost one of my brothers. So, I mean, Uncle Lucas really tried to, take his time out to reach out to Rick Ross and be like, hey, talk with these people. Try to get an understanding. Try to sell your differences before your life is taken before you. And, you know, that's pretty much where that whole letter to Rick Ross came from. Dee Slade, Miss Fabulous, what are your thoughts on this whole thing?
Well, I mean, I think that it's crazy, and I think that he probably do. If it's really if it's truly a really great threat to his life, I think he probably needs to address it and take it a little bit more seriously and do whatever he has to do to end it, so that way he can move on with his career.
I totally agree. I feel that he this is something that has to be dealt with. What about you, Mr. Fabulous?
I have to concur with Dee Slade on that one. You know, basically, no news is not any news, and no good news is not news, and however it goes. So attention has to be drawn on something or someone, and let's kind of take the focus on what we it sometimes alleviates if we take the focus and kind of move it towards positivity instead of dwelling on what we should have, could have, would have done or with each other. So, you know, just, I guess, kind of let it go. It's kind of a mute point. I have to really, really agree with Dee Slade on this one.
Right. And, you know, I agree with you as well. I personally, I mean, in this day and age, I mean, a lot of times, not to try to blow the cover of some of these rappers, but their image are what it is, just an image and not their real lives. And a lot of times, a lot of these gangsters and people of high authority get everything mixed up and confused. And everything get blown out of proportion and taken the wrong way. I feel like if this is all to be true, Rick Ross needs to come out with an interview or make some kind of statement showing some formal apology, speaking his defense, or actually go on an interview. I wish I could say with someone like Barbara Walters and discuss that, you know, what is exactly going on, and maybe his legal team can work out some differences with the other parties' teams. Something to end this, because the whole point of being in the music business is not to promote violence. It's to entertain and to give enjoyment to the listeners. So my prayers go to him in his situation, and I hope that he can come to some terms to working something out with his affiliates. Back to you, Dee Slade.
Well, thank you, CK, for our music curiosity tonight, and definitely if you guys have some music curiosity yourself, you can definitely get up with CK on Facebook, TK or Christopher Kaiser on Facebook, and if you have any music curiosity, definitely let them know, and we may be able to get it in on our show. And right now we're going to take a quick music break, and we come back, we're going to close it out for you guys, and we're going to end it off definitely with some stylistic music, you know, and as a thank you for our incredible guest tonight, Mr. Aaron Love. Big shout out to him for joining us tonight. But right now we got some James Brown, I'm Black and I'm Proud, right here, say it loud, right here on The Hour Show. Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back. D Hour Show Celebrity Thursday. That was the one and only JB himself, Mr. James Brown. Say it loud right here on Celebrity Thursday. D Slay, CK, Miss Fabulous in the building. It's time to close it out, ladies and gentlemen. Truly, again, I want to thank you guys so much for joining us tonight, the D team, the listeners and the supporters of the D Hour Radio Network. Thank you guys so much for joining us and hanging out with us tonight. As usual, we had an incredible time, especially with our special guest, Mr. Aaron Love of the Stylistics, for joining us tonight. We had an incredible time with him. And thank you, Aaron, so much for joining us. And ladies and gentlemen, definitely make sure you go to stylistics.org, check out the website for any information that they may have on there that, you know, that's pertinent to you, or if you want to know if they have any tours coming your way or anything that they're doing and working on, if you just want to listen to some of their music, definitely go to the Stylistics official website, thestylistics.org. Miss Fabulous, you have any closing comments for tonight?
Oh, absolutely. I wanted to say tonight was a stellar job as it related to the show. I enjoyed the music. how it gave a great, you know, expression to our Black heritage and culture. And also I want to say thank you again to the very, very knowledgeable, very talented and gifted Mr. Aaron Love of the Stylistics for coming through the D-Hour Show Radio Network to spend some special time with us. And that was just most honorable and well-respected. And I just hope that everyone continues to tune into the D-Hour Show Radio Network. You never know who we're going to have on or what we're going to be doing to pay homage to our culture for this month. And remember that Black history is 365 and not a mere 28 days. So signing off, Miss Fabulous, always stay fabulous. Love you.
Yes, indeed. We love you too, Miss Fabulous. CK,
yes, right.
Do you have any closing comments for the show?
I was going to say tonight was like a very laid-back, enjoyable night. It's like we sat in these nice, comfortable couches and just had a great talk. And I loved it. And to learn so much from Mr. Aaron Love about the experiences that they went through and what they've done with music, and to also commemorate Black History Month. And I really had fun. Like always, this family is one of the greatest families we've always have here on the D-Hour Network. So I tell everyone, have a great week. Love, peace, and soul. So everybody have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weekend.
There it is. Definitely make sure you guys enjoy the weekend. And like I said before, we'll continue to give you guys some incredible shows in the coming weeks. So we're going to continue to commemorate Black History Month on the D-Hour Radio Network. And just throw the fist up, brothers and sisters. Scream it. Say it loud. You're Black and you're proud. And definitely enjoy the rest of your night. And if we're going to be playing, we're going to close it out with some stylistic music and listening to this music, because you know they got the famous Love Palace. You might want to get laid and drink some Kool-Aid. Just make sure it's red. And I just want to let you guys know to definitely enjoy your night. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We're gonna end it off with a little "You Make Me Feel Brand New," stylistic. Right here on the DR Radio Network. People, please be safe. Much love. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you guys next time.
Only you. Showing love to underground artists. Yeah.